I'm Greg Lowe. I'm a SQL Server MVP and part of the Microsoft Regional Director Program. In this short demonstration, I want to show you building standing queries with over .NET collections or observable objects using Stream Insight 1.2. So let's start Visual Studio, and I'll load up a project that we built for SQL Server 2008 R2 to show how to use Stream Insight. And in that case, I had a highway monitor application that was dealing with toll points along a major highway. And so if I run this code, just to show you what's involved in that, as I start this, we have vehicles coming past the toll points. You also get to see my absolute best graphical work here, where I've tried to draw pictures of cars, taxis, trucks, buses, and so on. Anyway, so notice I've got various types of vehicles here, and so let's stop. The beauty of this sort of application is that I can easily, with link-based queries, change the sort of detail that I'm retrieving. So, for example, here, as I'm saying, from Ian input, select the values that I want to have shown across the output. Now, I could just, for example, put a where clause in here, again, to avoid you watching me have to type that. I won't inflict that on you. But I've put a where clause in here, and I've said where the event vehicle type name is truck. And so I've just simply added a where clause. If I run this, you'll see that I've now filtered the data so that it's just trucks that are being picked up by the code. So this sort of thing is an inherent nature in Stream Insight. It's very easy to write code, and we confine ourselves most of the time to writing link queries. But one of the big issues is where the data comes from. Now, in the earlier versions, I had to write input adapters to get this to work as I wanted. But in many cases, there are .NET classes that already are generating the type of events that we need. And in these versions, we can now get access to that in a much, much simpler way. And so in this updated version, I've got a vehicle event generator class. And the most important thing first up is notice this has been derived from iObservable. Now, this is all part of the reactive extensions to .NET, and if you need further information on the reactive extensions, Eric Meyer has generated a whole lot of materials and tech ed events and so on that you could sit and watch the webcasts on. But in this case, the thing that's of interest is I have a class, I want to flag it as being observable by other classes, and then other classes come and subscribe if they have an interest in the data. Now, here I've said this is an iObservable class based on toll point event. Toll point event is the class that defines what's in each event as it fires. Now, previously, that was just numbers and strings. It was relatively straightforward. But that payload can now have nested types inside it. So we can now deal with much more detailed information or trickier information in the type of payload we process. But in this case, I still have numbers and strings. Now, the other really important part of the code here is to have a subscribe method so that classes that have an interest in what is generated by this can subscribe. And notice that all it is doing is adding them to a list of observers. And then the other method that's of interest to us is on next. So this says when an event occurs, what do? And in this case, we're saying for each observer, call that same method. And so what this does is it allows the Highway Monitor main program to hook up to this class to extract a stream of events. The way we do that, if we scroll back up here, I can see inside the start code that what I've got here is the server is Stream Insight. That's the instance of it that's running. I have an application called Highway Monitor, and then I've created a new vehicle event generator class that I've called Generator. And then the important new addition here is that I can call ToPointStream, which takes the data coming out of that and turns it into a stream of events. Similarly, I can take an IEnumerable collection in .NET and turn that into a stream of events as well. The rest of the code then is just on and querying exactly as it was in earlier versions. So I hope you'll find this a much easier way to just simply convert potentially existing .NET classes to provide streams of events, or another simpler way perhaps of writing the code to avoid having to write detailed input adapters in many cases.